By the end of the day today, President Trump will likely become the fourth American president to have articles of impeachment voted against him by a congressional committee. There was heated debate this morning as members of the House Judiciary Committee debated the details of allegations that the president abused his power in pressing Ukraine to investigate a political rival and obstructed Congress in their attempts to investigate those accusations. Washington State Democrat Pramila Jayapal pushed back at Republicans with this question.
Is any one of my colleagues willing to say that it is ever okay for a president of the United States of America to invite foreign interference in our elections? Not a single one of you has said that so far.
I'll say.
I yield to my colleague from Texas.
Would the gentlelady yield so we can answer the question?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be glad to answer.
NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell joins us with the latest. And Kelsey, wading through all of the back and forth, take us through the process we're seeing right now.
Well, what we are seeing today is called a markup. And a markup is basically congressional speak for a chance for a committee to leave its mark or change something before it goes to the floor for a House vote. Now, we are not really actually expecting much to change about these articles of impeachment, though Republicans are really trying right now. They're offering amendments. The one we just saw that took 2 hours to debate was an attempt by Jim Jordan of Ohio to strike the first article of impeachment, the abuse of power portion, and just remove it from the proceedings altogether. It was voted down along party lines, but it was heated and it took hours for them to get through all of the fighting about this. That's because there are more than 40 members on this committee and they are all fighting for their chance to be heard.
Yeah, and we've been hearing a lot of those impassioned speeches. Late last night, freshman Democrat Lucy McBath of Georgia declared her support for articles of impeachment in a statement referencing her son's shooting death in an argument over loud music. Let's listen.
This is not why I came to Washington. I came to Washington because I love my country. I came to Washington full of hope, empowered by my community to serve them in Congress. And it is an honor to carry out this work every single day to make sure that no one else goes through the same pain that I have.
Kelsey, McBath is considered to be a vulnerable freshman lawmaker. How is her decision and really those other Democrats, vulnerable Democrats, being viewed?
Well, McBath is an interesting case here because she, while she is technically vulnerable, she is on the Judiciary Committee. And it was expected that she would get on board here. And that's actually the expectation of a lot of the moderates. Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, was asked about this today in her press conference, about what she was telling moderates about whether or not they should vote for impeachment. And she said that she has no message for them and she is not whipping, which means she's not going and trying to convince any members to vote one way or another. She said that people need to come to their own conclusions. And they've seen the facts as presented, and they need to do what they think is right to defend their oath that they made to protect and defend the Constitution.
Yeah. So based on these speeches that we're hearing, it seems that everyone's going along party lines. But do you expect any defections from Democrats? And how many, if so, are even likely?
Well, we could see a handful of defections. We don't know exactly who. People are keeping their cards pretty close to the vest right now. But as I've talked to staff and to members up here, they said they wouldn't be surprised if there were maybe 3, 4, even 5 Democrats who voted against impeachment. We don't really see Republicans crossing over. We might see the independent, Justin Amash of Michigan, voting for impeachment. But largely, this is expected to be split down party lines.
Yeah. And in talking about the Republicans, Matt Gaetz of Florida said the GOP has an unwavering support in defense of Donald Trump. Let's take a listen.
Both President Trump and President Zelensky said there was no pressure. We saw the call transcript and there's no conditionality. There was never awareness on the part of the Ukraine that there was a delay in aid. And the Ukraine got the aid without opening the investigation that seems to be so troubling to Democrats.
With the little time I have with you, Mitch McConnell has said he's not sure if there will be witnesses called once this moves to the Senate. What more can you tell us about the possibility of what that will look like?
Well, McConnell is currently working with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to work out the rules here. But there's a lot of feeling among Republicans that having witnesses and people come in and testify could turn the Senate trial into a long circus. And that's something they're trying to avoid.
Yeah. Kelsey Snell is NPR congressional correspondent. Thank you so much for this update.
Thank you.